From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Federal officials have reached agreement with Bayer Corporation, the maker of Cipro, to buy 100 million tablets at a reduced price of 95 cents per pill. The government has an option to purchase an additional 200 million tablets of Cipro for the stockpile.
Today, another worker at the New York Post showed symptoms of the skin form of anthrax and was undergoing testing and treatment. But more than 100 workers who handle White House mail tested negative for exposure to anthrax spores. And no new positives have emerged from tests on postal workers. 4 postal employees are still hospitalized with anthrax infection, however. And today, the Postmaster General said the Postal Service would soon begin irradiating mail to ensure its safety. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Postmaster General John Potter urged all Americans to be alert and on guard. Wash your hands after you touch the mail, he advised. And for postal workers, wear gloves and masks, he instructed. Throughout the day, in interviews with CNN and ABC News, Potter indicated these measures aren't enough. He announced a new aggressive initiative to irradiate mail, much the way food is irradiated to kill off harmful bacteria.
I've been out talking about the fact that we're going to introduce new technology into the mail stream to use electron beams to irradiate the mail and eliminate any biochemical agents.
Potter says some irradiation equipment could be ready for use in mail facilities as soon as November 1st. It's yet another precautionary measure to prevent future anthrax attacks, attacks that have infected 12 Americans, 3 of whom are dead. 2 more remain hospitalized in serious condition at a hospital in Fairfax, Virginia. Dr. Susan Macha, an infectious disease specialist, is the patient's attending physician.
We are cautious but hopeful about their outlook.
Macha says both are talking and breathing without help from ventilators, but Macha says it's tough to make a prognosis since there are so few case histories and because early on they showed such different symptoms.
One patient came in with the traditional flu-like symptoms, you know, the muscle aches, fevers, sweats, fatigue, and then the other patient only had headaches and fever.
At the Capitol, all the House office buildings remain closed, but one Senate office building, the Russell Building, opened today. Senate leaders announced today they expect 2 additional buildings to reopen as soon as Friday, including the building where anthrax was first found on Capitol Hill. The fear of anthrax exposure at a White House mail facility receded today. About 150 workers, both at the White House complex and at a remote facility, were tested for exposure to the bacteria. All test results have come back negative, but the workers are all being prescribed the antibiotic Cipro as a precaution. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer announced an agreement with the Bayer Corporation, the maker of Cipro, to sell a large supply of the drug to the federal government. The company will reduce the price from its retail cost of more than $4 a pill.
Health and Human Services will pay 95 cents per tablet for a total initial order of 100 million tablets. Funds for the purchase are included in the $1.6 billion emergency proposal made by President Bush and sent up to the Congress on October the 17th. Resources on hand by January, as a result of this, will be able to treat 12 million people immediately for anthrax exposure.
The latest scare comes from a mail facility in Topeka, Kansas, where Postal Service machinery is repaired. Officials there say since September 18th, the facility has received at least 100 parts from the anthrax-contaminated sites in Washington, New Jersey, and Florida. All 185 employees at this Topeka facility are being tested for anthrax exposure. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.